Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you?
Thursday.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thursday.
What was that?
Thursday.
Oh, did I jump in too early?
Yeah, there was a slight pause. I'll grant you that. But yeah, there was two elements.
Why?
There. Because I hit
thought
the
those
button.
Were normally like hooked together.
No, they're separate, and I hit the button, and it didn't take.
Timing. Thursday.
Thursday.
You know, sometimes Thursday. There's no waiting. Thursday. Thursday. Sometimes the disappointment is right out of the gate.
That's it's always, thirsty it's Thursday. Okay.
Thursday, I ought to have tentacles, not arms. There's a lot going on the Mike O'Mara Show.
True.
On Thursday, there's a tremendous amount of busyness on Thursday. We've got a lot going on. We've got a mailbag going on. We've got sounds and sights. We've got new and updated things to tell you about. Life is very, very good. Life is fun. It's interesting. And I am here to tell you that I'm very, very depressed. I am in...
Oh, no!
What?
I am in a depression.
Whoa!
Why?
I said to my wife over the weekend, I looked at her and I said, I don't believe in my life, the way my life is going, that I have ever been, even with all the health crap that I go through, that I have ever been this happy. I said to her, I feel as though it's just watching my son, watching you with my son, the way we live our life, the way we are downsizing and getting our act together that way feels wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I'm very happy, as much as I bitch about people all the time, Rob. I'm very happy with the show.
Yeah.
And the way the show goes. So I was very happy. But then they started, I'm doing it again. I've slid back into watching news.
Oh.
And it's terror.
Mike, why would you do that
it's
to
terror.
Yourself?
Yeah, don't
it's,
do
it's
it.
It's scared.
Designated
scared.
Survivor is more fun than what's on the news.
Yeah, watch the Goldbergs. Just, why don't you watch the Goldbergs?
Can someone explain to me why people that are voted in for us to provide us with security, number one in America, are working out of their minds working to take things away from us. I am terrified of it. I am terrified of
what,
all the
what
news.
What things, Mike? What things?
The health.
Taking away our
health. I mean, I understand
how
they don't
they?
Like the. I know they. I understand they don't like President Obama's health care.
Right.
But I watched. They put a chart up today, and that's the first time I really got scared. And then I got depressed after I. Hold on, we've got a call.
We've got a call
occasionally. Yeah, we do.
Unscreened.
Ooh.
Unscreened Thursdays.
Let's
secret
go
caller
to
Thursday.
443.
We don't know who this is. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the. You're on the show. What can I do for you?
This is Nameberry.
Thanks.
Maybe Nameberry's scared about his health as well.
Yes.
He
saw a chart.
Actually, see? And then the show takes me out of my depression.
Nameberry was looking at the chart upside down, though.
How can you be depressed after that?
Nameberry saw the chart and said, Congress is voting to give us health care back.
Yeah. There is a grown man out there that said, show's on. Got a call on his name.
I've been working on this bit.
I understand the Republicans hate the Democrats, and the Democrats hate the Republicans. And if they pass one thing, they repeal it. And that's the way it
Mike,
goes.
Mike, I thought. Here,
hold on. Wait,
I'm
let
sorry.
Me finish. Then they put a chart up. And they put a chart up that shows what premiums would cost.
Oh, no.
Now look, charts are charts, right? Could be a made-up number. I don't know, though, because nobody knows. They said if you have cancer, for example.
Pony.
They said your premiums, I think the number was $124,000. Now, $124,000 if you have cancer. And I just and then they went right down the line. If you have a child with autism, how much more premium? So it's a look to me. it just doesn't make any sense here. I understand that they're trying to do whatever their ideals are, if you want to call them that, but this is scary, and I am ready now to join the good fight. I am a one-issue person. It's official. I am a one-issue person. I don't want them taking my health care away. I pay tens of thousands of dollars a year.
Tens of thousands. Premiums.
Mm-hmm. So I do. And I don't want that taken away. Can you believe that?
You don't
can
want
you believe
the,
how,
Mike,
can,
the no, no, right
can you believe
to pay,
how ridiculous
know,
that is?
I know.
That the thousands of dollars that I'm paying, I'm afraid of losing that because the greed to get, this is freaking, this is, it's time for pitchforks,
Mike,
people.
Let's look at the
I'm ready to go full Alex Jones here. I'm ready to go to March. You guys are there. You ought to be in the streets.
Oh, no. I pay a full premium, and I'm healthy, so I'm doing my part
Oscar,
with my
that
with my
is
wallet.
So stupid.
I am.
You could be
I'm paying
unhealthy.
$150 more
Oscar,
than I used to
you,
pay, and I'm
you,
happy
you,
to do it.
But the thing is, you could have a hole in your stomach and then be screwed with this. This is
Mike,
terrible.
I, to be clear.
They're going to take that away from you.
I had health care beforehand. I can get it again.
They're gonna take it away from you, pal.
Mike,
they're gonna take it away from senior citizens, and they're gonna take it away from the sick, and they're gonna take it from all the people that are vulnerable. And here's the little thing: when you're a congressman and you're all fat and happy, you don't give a shit about health care.
No,
you don't. You get taken care of. You don't even think about it. If you've got a job and you work for a major corporation, you don't think about it. You don't care. If you have any of the, if you are fat and happy and make a ton of money and you're fine, you don't care. You don't have to worry about it. This is most definitely the people that are getting screwed in this. And I don't give a rat's ass if my metrics go down to zero. Somebody's got to say, we got to get in the goddamn street and make sure that we improve this crappy plan that was better than the old plan and not just destroy. This is going, people are going, this is horrible.
It hasn't happened
I'm
yet.
I'm living it. I'm
Mike,
living,
it hasn't
I know it
happened
oh, it's
yet.
It's long from happening.
Okay.
Right. But it doesn't matter. They're talking about, they're opening the door today. And if they do it, they are dead set on getting people kicked off the healthcare rolls in America so that the rich get richer. There is no gray area here. That if you buy into the fact that $8 billion that they're putting into a pre-existing fund is going to take care of people, it is 0.1% of the 100 million people like myself who have pre-existing conditions. They are making an attempt to F us for the benefit of people that have more, period. No question about it. And as far as this is concerned today, it opens the door. And this is the time when I swear to God, we got to get the, don't let them take away at least the crappy plans that we all have now were better than the idea of five insurance companies saying to me, because I snore, that no, we can't do it. We can't do it. You know why that? Because their actuarial tables and insurance in general, their profit is predicated on denying people what they should get so that they can explosively increase profits for greed and greed and greed and greed. And I am telling you, man, I couldn't sleep last night thinking about the fact that we are so fat, dumb, and happy in America that we go, do, and the people just don't even realize that they're getting boned. People don't realize. I hope that somehow the word can get out, and I don't care if they don't. Look, I'm telling you, you can formulate your own opinion, but research this. Find out. Look at the fine print. Look what they're really, really, really doing with this. And I don't care about anything else. I don't care about anything else other than that, because this is something that is 1/6 of the economy and is going to possibly bankrupt your boy. And guess what? When that happens, it's all gone. Everything's gone. Show gone. Everything. I'm done. I can't do anything. I can't. It's terrifying. And I don't have, you know, I'm getting a bionic hip. That's nothing. If you've got some major heart condition or something like that, you're screwed. You are.
Or I stopped
screwed.
And thought that, you know, if this had happened and if Robert had gotten his diagnosis, we had coverage without him.
I think
we'd be out on the street to this day.
I want to be
out on the street.
I want to be clear here. none of us are for health reform in this room. I can't speak for Maddie, our intern, but I imagine she's with us. But I can speak for the rest of us.
Right.
But can I stop you? But see, technically, I wouldn't care if it was independent, Republican, socialist. I wouldn't care about any of it. I just want this. This is the scary stuff. This is ideology,
Mike,
taking things away from people.
I agree
That's
with
terrible.
You. I guess my logic to you is this, is that while you have to get this off your chest, know that we're with you. We agree with you.
Yeah, good.
Well, we're also not. We're not part of the machine. It's not that I don't care about healthcare. I love healthcare. I love the fact that we have universal healthcare. I love what you call Obamacare. I pay into it.
Yeah. A lot of people like it. It's more popular today by the majority of Americans than it was. But it's not perfect. And incidentally,
but it was something.
Let me just say this. You know what a lot of the arguments are? Oh, well, the insurance companies are pulling out of certain... Of course they are. Of course. Whose fault is that?
But Mike,
that's the greed of the insurance company.
But I also don't think you can blame anybody for not walking on the streets with pitchforks and saying,
oh, I'm
what
not
are
blaming
you doing?
Anybody. I'm saying I'd love to see it. I'm telling you that with all the marches and all this and all that and speculating on who may have done this and who may, this is something where once the fine print comes out, when you know it, learn it. For once in our lives, can we really pay attention? The advantage they have right now is that you don't find out until, you know, there's so many people that are going to fat, dumb, and happy their way through life and go, hey, what's this? How come this happened? How come... And they're just letting it happen. And I just want to make noise about it. I want people to read about it, learn about it, know about this. One issue. That's all I care about. I won't talk about politics at all other than this one issue. Unless something, you know, horrible happens and
we
get into a nuclear
war.
I invite anyone
within the sound of our voice to watch Jimmy Kimmel's monologue on Monday night.
Yeah.
He got attacked.
Rich Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah, Rich Jimmy Kimmel, who has some empathy for people, and Rob Spiewak, whose kid would have been, you would have been done.
Oh, that's it.
You would have been done. You would have been
on
and,
the streets.
And by the way, what do you think the future is for your son when he goes to apply for health care? When they say, oh, yes, we're going to put you in a special pool because you had cancer.
Yeah, well, he'll be flagged. He'll be asterisked.
He'll be flagged.
Certainly, yeah.
He'll be flagged. That's right. The way. It's not fair. It's not fair. And I'm just a believer that we, who's going to pay for it? But
can I get
I'm
some perspective
about that.
Here?
I'm thinking I pay taxes. I want that to happen. I'm scared. Scared out of my mind. Scared out of my mind today, really. That's why I'm in a depression. I had to vent. I had to get it off my chest.
I thought you were going to talk about little Michael on hockey skates. I thought
pretty great.
Yeah, I thought that's
stick.
What you were going to talk about, that you were happy.
No,
not necessarily that everything was going well.
I'm happy with little Michael. I'm happy with it. And then I watched this thing last night, and I was just like, well why? I keep getting back there. I keep getting back to why. Why? Why?
You should cancel cable.
It's everywhere. But I mean, I said it's why. Mm. But I mean, if we don't pay attention and we don't know what's going on,
are we
going to
be the ones that changes it?
You might.
I'm not going.
No, there. Oscar will.
Well, no, you can have that attitude and just let it happen and let
Mike,
him roll all over
I'm,
us. Or,
I only have.
Or I'm just saying. I'm using this podcast,
yes,
to at least tell people, take a peek at this. Let you know, find out what's happening, and then you know, scream and shout about it like I am. If you feel the way I do, you know, you really have to let people know. It's scary. Yeah, it's a long way from being the law of the land. Yes, it is. Got to go through a lot of crap. That's what they're saying. But when I saw that chart, I went, Are you S-ing me? So they're going to come out and say, we're going to take care of you. And then you look at that premium chart. Yeah, they're going to take care of people that are rich or healthy. Period. The rest of the people are going to get boned.
Well, we need to start we need our electorate to vote. That's where it needs to start.
You'll be.
I mean, it's not. Talking one
this
issue.
This is an ignorant question.
It's
are you still, if you work for a big company, you're covered, right?
If they offer health care.
Yeah, if they offer health care.
Sure.
Okay, so this
if
is more for independents, right?
If you don't have a pre-existing condition.
Yeah, but if... So
you
you're
can
saying,
be within that policy, yes. and you can
I don't know
apply.
Enough about this. That's what I'm
you
asking.
Are, what it, here's what it is. Yeah. If you want broad strokes here, it seems to me that the goal here is to relax the restrictions on the insurance companies. And is there anyone in this room who doesn't think that an insurance company's business model is designed to make as much money and pay out as little as they legally are obligated to do.
It's a business. Yeah, of course.
So offering a service.
I just, it's
terrifying.
Want to
reduce the risk.
So it's terrifying, and I just want people to pay attention because I'm living that today, and I'm worried about that today, and I'm just freaked out about that because I would hate to think that everything I've worked for in my life would be, you know, screwed over by an insurance company. It's scary. Oh, sleep apnea. That'll be an extra $10,000, Mr. O'Meara. Thank you very much. When you're basically maxed out by paying your premiums right now. I'm terrified of it. I'm absolutely terrified. This is what it's all about. People taking care of other people. I thought that's what this country was about, taking care of each other. And you'll hear all the spin and you will hear all the arguments on the other side. I am not buying it. I am not buying it. It is scary. And show me the people that are talking about that. They're in Congress or they're fat, dumb, and happy themselves. They're taken care of. They work for big corporations. By the way, when you said, hey, if we work for a big corporation, are we taking care of it? Yeah, we don't! I mean, really?
I wasn't saying we do. I was just asking.
No, I'm saying we don't. I'm saying if you don't, and most people in America, I got news for you, don't. The vast majority of the great unwashed out there. So please just pay attention to this. And yes, I will scream about it once in a while. People say, you don't talk about politics anymore. No, I don't. I don't think it's entertaining. But this is psychotherapy for me. I couldn't come in here and record two shows today without at least getting this off my chest. And we have to pay attention to stuff like this. You have to pay attention because it does move the meter. It does make these people think. If more people pay attention to it, and I pray to God. By the way, there are a lot of political arguments where I'll say, hey, I hope I'm wrong. I hope everything works out. No, I'm not wrong on this. I'm not wrong on this. This is as clear as day. This is as clear as day who they're working for, who they are supporting. Rich people, insurance companies, HMOs, all the people that make profit off sick people and dying people and want to throw them to the side and let them die in the street so they can get themselves another friggin' Bentley. Sorry, there's my speech. Sorry. I apologize.
That was nice.
I think that was a nice pick-me-up for Thursday.
It was a good speech.
Yeah.
I thought that would be a good pick-me-up.
I hope you guys are having a great day at work.
That's right. I hope you're enjoying yourself. This is the Mike O'Meara Show. Happy day.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Meara Show at www.mikeomearashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Meara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
If you could have any painting, what would you pick?
A Van Gogh. Van Gogh.
Me too. I feel some sort of a mystical attraction for Van Gogh. Why is that?
I don't know. I just know he was a great painter and he cut off his ear for a girl that he loved.
That's the kind of thing you'd do for a girl.
I'd really have to like her a lot.
I wonder if Dick would cut his ear off for me.
I don't think you ought to ask him. He's been very busy lately.
Hey, Alan, there's one.
Oh, she's great.
Go on before the room gets quiet. Come on, go on. Give it a try.
It's quite a lovely Jackson Pollock, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
What does it say to you?
It restates the negativeness of the universe, the hideous, lonely emptiness of existence, nothingness, the predicament of man forced to live in a barren, godless eternity, like a tiny flame flickering in an immense void with nothing but waste, horror, and degradation, forming a useless, bleak straitjacket in a black, absurd cosmos.
What are you doing Saturday night?
Committing suicide.
What about Friday night?
It's the Mike O'Meara Show. Mike O'Meara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
That is
and now, from his easy chair,
long ride.
Here's Mike.
But a good one.
That is an oldie, but goodie. Is that Annie Hall?
No, that's Play It Again, Sam.
Play It Again,
Mike,
Sam.
I love anything with Tony Roberts in it.
That's fantastic. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios at our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Meara Show. The Mike O'Meara Show, a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you are here, you are in the know.
In the know.
We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the brand new TMOS app. Update it now. It's fantastic. And get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Now, as I told Oscar, I rewrote the opening of the show.
And?
I'm looking now. I read it to you fine, like before the show started, but I'm looking at my opening now and my typos because I rushed it.
Yes.
Live from Pfeiffer Studios.
Hit
our nation's
show.
Capital. This is Mike O'Mara's show. No, this is the Mike O'Mara's. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show.
Well, what you've got there, Mike, are bullet points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A rough outline.
Yeah.
Sometimes I
rush the life.
Yeah, guidepost.
Anyway. I just get too excited.
Will you snap a picture of it and send it to me when you get a chance? Because I like to keep a copy of the open in the studio here as well.
Yeah, rewrite it. I'll do that tomorrow.
That'd be good.
Our show today brought to you by Sherry's Berries. Do you love your mom? Sure you do. So let her know how much you love her. We posted this on Facebook. We shared with you the wonder of Sherry's Berries. Mm. They are the best, and they've got so much great stuff there. Mother's Day is coming up. Sherry's Berries offering huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. Right now, you can double the berries for just $10 more. And when you do doppelberries for your mom, she'll get free cake truffles.
Yes, this is new. Yes.
Free cake truffles.
Free cake truffles.
That's like a whole extra gift free. Pick your delivery date, and these berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh and delicious, or your money back. You may think you've seen gourmet dipped strawberries before. This is not a comparison. These are the best. You've never seen anything like Sherry's. Sherry's Berries, huge, sweet, juicy strawberries covered in decadent toppings, chocolate chips, chopped nuts, white milk, and dark chocolatey goodness. Superb! Sherry's Berries. An unexpected gift that will put a smile on any mom's face. The only way to get the amazing Berries deal starting at just $19.99 is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's BERRIES.com and code TMOS when you click on the mic. This amazing deal won't last long, and Mother's Day is right around the corner, so be sure to order now.
Now
see, Oscar, I understand we weren't really arguing politically, but Oscar hates it when I talk politics because it's so divisive. But Oscar, for me, that I feel as though I've lanced a boil. I feel like
the bile is out.
I've purged, and
Mike,
I
wrote down four words that will take me through the next 10 years with you.
Okay. Yes.
I don't care, Oscar. And then I said, all right, I underlined that. And then I said, okay, remember, and I put the date next to it, May 4th, 2017.
I'm about to say something that has five words.
Yes.
It's very similar. It's, I don't care about Oscar.
Anyhow, just needed to get that off my, it was terrible. I was sitting there in.
You got to watch Wheel of Fortune or something else.
Well, no, I was watching hockey, and my abusive girlfriend, didn't speak to me all night last night, and they lost again.
They did.
And then we'll talk about that maybe later, maybe not. I mean, I think we've had enough depression. I think really
I liken it to having investments in the stock market that aren't doing well and watching Bloomberg television all day to remind you that your stock is not doing well.
Hello.
Like that.
Thank you for watching Bloomberg.
Because it could apply to both. Are you talking about the hockey or are you talking
about
healthcare?
No, I liken to your issue, not your issue, but the issue of healthcare and politics in America. Like, if you have a bad stock, you know you have a bad stock. Why would you sit in front of the ticker and watch it be bad?
Yeah, don't weigh yourself 25 times a day.
If you'd like an explanation, it went down like this. I get ramped up and I actually get excited for hockey and when I'm rooting for a team in the playoffs. And, you know, when they lose, it takes me a really, really long time to wind down.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if I posted on social media every emotion that went through me when I'm watching the Washington Capitals play, I would hate every player on the team, whether he did well or not. I would hate the coach. I would hate the fans. I would hate the city of Washington. I had to actually refrain.
So no hate towards Pittsburgh just for the team?
No, love for the conqueror.
I was going to say, don't
just
you maybe
admiration, you
hate
know?
The town of Pittsburgh? Maybe hate the venue?
I don't. I'm focused on the 40-year legacy of the Washington Capitals. So
hatred can be very healthy, Mike. I know this, but I think you need to direct some of your hate towards the opponent, or you're going to destroy yourself from within.
Yes, you're probably right. I actually, the worst post that I was thinking about writing was be a congratulations, loser town.
Oh,
I really
boy.
Was, I, but I didn't want to put that.
Why would
that
would
have been
out.
Funny.
Why would you talk about our city, our fine city? You had one marvelous post last night.
We're not hockey
that
town.
I actually went back to reread.
But I believe it. I stand by it today, and I actually, even with the one toes post that I made about the game was, come on, Caps, beat the team that wants it more than you do. So that was positive, but kind of summing up the attitude.
That's tough love right there. Yeah.
It's tough love. But
I may have put a heart on that. I may have clicked love on that.
Love.
Love that pose.
When it comes to the Washington Capitals, our beloved hockey team in the nation's capital, I fully consider myself a fickle, bad fan. I am not a watch every game during
guy.
The regular season. I'm a playoff guy, but now I'm 50-50.
Are you a worse fan
I'll
than you used
Saturday
to be?
Night or not.
Because you used to be a season ticket holder. Do you
be a season ticket?
Do you
holder,
think you are not as good of a fan as you used to be?
Not as good of this. Not as good of a fan as I was last year.
Wow.
Yeah. So I watch them in the playoffs, and
that's what comes from all that hate. You need to direct the hate outward.
You know how they give an injury report as to who's playing in a game? I may or may not watch Saturday night's game in Washington. I may
or
may not.
Well, they got to win three in a row, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, what are the Vegas odds?
By the way, I would love, there's nothing I would love more than for Robin Pony to isolate what I just said and play it back to me the morning after their amazing, like, stupendous comeback and shove it up my...
Remember he said loser
Do you think
town.
We'll still be doing the show in 2048? When that happens?
No, it's about this series, if it happens, I say. Mm. But it's not going to happen.
No,
they're not going to come back. They're not going to come back with the...
The odds are certainly stacked against them.
Yeah, so I'd
go if we had ticks.
I would, too.
Right?
Ralph it's Rice. A fun game.
I'd go to Game 7.
Yeah, that'd be
playoff
great.
Hockey.
Anything
now,
works.
A Game 6 and a Game 7 would be spectacular.
Sure.
That would be... A Game 6 and a Game 7 would be fantastic. You know, that would be... But a Game 5, when you're down 3-1, is just waiting for the axe to fall. Do you understand? Does that make
you're
sense?
There, yeah. You're there for the tears, Mike.
Yeah, the tears. That's right. But, you know, I say that, but I'll probably look in. Because, look, it's there's a reason they play a best-of-7 series. They
have to get to
4 games.
I was at their last home playoff loss, and I will say this about the Washington fan base, is they leave the arena in an orderly fashion.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that. Shall we open the...
Everyone's
oh, my God,
guys.
We have to take a break.
Do you want a break?
We have to take a break again, and then we have to come back and do the mailbag, because that's what we do on Thursday. We don't rant about health.
It's not about manifestos.
No, it's not about the fan base.
Manifestos. Is that what it was?
Crazy.
Is that what I gave a manifesto? Yeah. Really pretty
You're
close,
off
actually.
Ice fishing in your
I'm
cabin.
As far as I'm concerned.
I'm all health care from now on.
Exactly what I do.
No more yucks.
I know. Sorry about that. Anyway, God, I feel so much better. I really do.
You look better.
Now the question is, does the audience not feel better? No, I think the audience might like that.
Oh, I'm
There's
sure they will.
They
always
they do.
Yeah.
That's good.
Not at all.
Shut up.
Tony, open the door and see if anyone sent a muffin basket.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's only the opening.
From American Public Media.
Yes, things are moving along. Mike O'Mara Show. Here's the latest news. Everybody's busy since the new update. Rob and Joe are baking their delicious homemade comedy biscuits. Oscar and Todd are out back behind the Tesla shucking corn and talking tech. Rob and Katie just finished whitewashing a fence in front of the Cake and Cookies broadcast shed. Gary Stein just sold a t-shirt, and Tony Perkins at his mercantile store is doing gangbusters. And Marcus Serta is making sweet love to Steve Mermelstein and the Omeracast Sexton. Yes, it's all well at the app, especially with the new TMOS Live feature. Now you can stream the show live as it happens, and there's a classic TMOS at your fingertips 24/7. Make sure you download or update today. That's the news from the TMOS app, where everyone's phone is just a little bit smarter.
Nice.
Thank you, Garrison. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Shout out from the mountaintops. If you buy something, say something.
Do it.
I don't know why I said that. I just really feel like this incredible desire to balance the show out with some silly. When you visit Amazon, do it through our website or our app, our brand new app. And have you updated the app lately?
You got to do it.
Get on it.
Come on.
Do they teach you that here? Tell a friend, bookmark it for them. You know you need Amazon.com, and we need you to access Amazon through us. By the way, you can do that through our brand new updated app. It changes nothing for you, but it means the world to the show. So when you're updating the brand new app and you're listening to the show as we stream 24/7 or live as we are doing currently,
yes.
Please go to Amazon and spread the word about our show. It's a great way to help out. Make sure you check out the great home and garden deals on the front page of our website. You'll be glad you did.
Woo. Oh, Mike, you know what? It's not about us.
No. No, thank you. That's a great segue. No, it's about you.
That's right.
It's all about you.
There we go. Swear to God, I literally cleansed my soul. I mean, I would not have. I would have been a very difficult
rant.
Person to work with today.
Health
ranting. Ranting. Just scared. Like a cornered animal.
Premiums due. Yeah. $10,000.
We have a new youngest listener.
I love this.
Welcome to our world. Harper Ray Sullivan. What a beautiful name.
That is a nice
Harper
name.
Harper was born on April 25th, but has been a loyal listener in utero since her third trimester in the womb.
That's nice.
Yay, Harper.
Hey, Harper. It's Uncle Mike.
I was hoping that maybe Harper would sound like another Sullivan.
You know what?
Well, now you know. Harper says after the Maori fire eaters, the aerial photographs of Kate Smith.
Enough of that. Sorry, Ed Sullivan. Rob wanted an
it's a show for one.
Look
right
at the
there.
Joy I bring. Yeah, it is. He wants it, and I like doing it. I can't help it. Anyway,
you do well.
Lori Sandler, Canada, has a birthday this Monday. I think she's a big hockey fan.
I believe so.
Canada.
I've seen her on Threads. Happy birthday, LSC. LSC.
Sounds LSC. Like LSC.
This Saturday, Dwayne Zach turns 52. He is blessed with arresting height, an athletic build, good hair, keen intelligence, and a sweet nature. Did he send that himself?
No, those are all things I gleaned.
Oh, thank you.
No, his wife actually wrote that.
All right. You know, when you see that, you know, you want to give his wife credit for
sending it in because
if he wrote a note himself about that, he'd be
I'm going to have to bookmark that and put it on someone's page.
Yeah, you're arresting height.
Yes.
Happy belated birthday wishes to Stephen Dewar. Stephen Dewar says that any TMOS listener that doesn't subscribe to the bonus show is a rube.
True.
You see you sitting there enjoying your 5 days free, not paying attention to all the things we offer you. You know what you are?
What's that?
With your free show and your negligence when it comes to the bonus show, you're a rube.
With his nice shoes and his cheap bag?
Yeah.
How dare you.
Not more than 3 days away from Paul Y. Trash. Happy doppel birthdays to Jane Mihailov.
Oh.
Whoa. Hello, Jane Mihailov. And Nick Redding, Sarah Redding, sends her best.
Oh.
Yes. I don't know if they're Russian. Happy birthday to the Cuda twins, who turned two this week. Their mom, Amanda Cuda Swavey, tells us one of them is named Sydney, not to mention the other.
There was no mention of the other.
Right.
They just mentioned one of the twins.
You throw this many names
Sydney's
into me, and I lose the gist of it. You know, Amanda Cuda, Sacco and Vanzetti.
I apologize that she has a name.
Sorry. Well, no, it's a three. Don't you think it's a rather involved name?
It is a very involved name, but I think that what really needs to be focused on is the fact
that... That is Rob being absolutely a supreme dick to me when he says that.
No!
Mike, I apologize that they have a name.
The problem here...
I'm sorry. He got angry that they... Tapone's laughing. He knows I'm right. Right?
The problem is...
Isn't that passive-aggressive? Isn't that what he did?
Mike, they're probably fully covered by their corporate job.
The problem is that she has twins and she only said one name.
Sorry, it was hard for you to read the thing.
Here's another three-name person. We have tons of them. Christy Benton Newman.
Yes.
Hello, Newman. She reminds us that today is the late, great Maynard Ferguson's 90th birthday. Good Lord. That's why you're hearing Blue Birdland during the mailbag today. Is that what you're playing?
She requested a new mailbag background music just for Maynard's birthday today. This is called Blue Birdland, yeah.
You and I may have the... you and I may have our favorite Maynard song. You like the, is it the Star Wars that he did?
I liked, no, it was a Star Trek, but I love his, I think he did Rocky as well with a lot of the Gonna Fly Rocky. Now with really
unbelievable trumpet player. Yeah. Probably can't hit those high notes anymore. Well, dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, dead. Pony, and the intern. Is he dead?
He is dead.
Yeah. Oh, so he's dead. You were right, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
None he can hit can. The low notes.
Thank you. All right. Very good. 17 years ago today.
Funeral.
Dead. 17 years ago today. This is coming. I gave birth to a Jedi. Oh. My Jedi, Brittany, is a junior at the New Mexico Military Institute. She is a smart, mature, loving, caring, and beautiful young lady who is a future FBI agent.
Cool.
I want to ask if you can teach her a life lesson that would be the best birthday present. Happy birthday, Brittany, and may the 4th be with you. That's pretty funny. I've been reading that. Thank you for the great entertainment. Keiko Johnson married to Don Johnson, not the other one. Let me see. Brittany, it's your birthday today, a life lesson. What's the?
I have one.
Yeah,
you
do?
Okay, I'll start off.
All right.
When someone says, my word is as strong as oak, have them sign twice on a contract.
Oh.
Okay, very, very good. Is there any particular reason why that life lesson?
It's from Jerry Maguire, Mike, when Kush told Jerry Maguire that he was going to sign, and his father said, no worry about contracts, my word is as good as oak. He ends up going with another agent, and Shug took him away.
Shug
and you know,
Kush.
When you mention the word oak being used in a movie, yeah. I remember Tombstone, Kurt Russell, and also Val Kilmer as Doc Holliday, when he falls in love with whatever her name is, the lady that used to do the Vietnam show. I forgot what that
Dana Delaney?
Name is. Dana Delaney. She falls in love with Dana. And he goes, well, what? You're an oak. Anyway.
Is that a life lesson?
No, my life lesson would be family first.
Ah,
that's a good one.
Nice.
Family first. Get you through it.
Just everything. Like Applebee's.
I think my life lesson is as you set up your home and you will have, you know, a different way to think about where you want things, put a corkscrew in every drawer. Because there's nothing that pisses me off as if when I open a drawer and I want a corkscrew and it's not there. They're cheap.
Right.
Put one in every drawer and keep one at your desk.
Kind of sums up the way you think about it.
Might want to bring a bottle down to your desk sometimes.
That's good. Yep. And by the way, all of Rob's booze, whether it's wine, that's not just wine, all of his whiskeys come corked.
Yes.
Yeah, Mike, I even open cans of beer with a corkscrew.
Yep, absolutely. You're corked beer.
Yes,
Growler with a cork in it.
My homebrew.
Dearest Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the gang, I just wanted to send a quick note with an example of how so much of your show sticks in your listeners' heads. I'm pregnant with my first child. Well, don't look at that chart that I talked about if you're pregnant.
No, and
don't
get a cork.
Don't look at that $20,000 premium increase for pregnancy. Yes, it was. $20,000 increase in premiums. I'm pregnant with my first child, and I'm still trying to figure out how much I should be eating. If I'm not careful, I can go from feeling totally fine to completely famished in about 3 minutes flat. In those moments, when I find myself ravaging through the pantry like a wild animal looking for something to eat, one thing always pops up into my head. The clip from the I'll Do Anything for Food guy.
Do you want to hear that clip, Mike?
Sure.
All
it's
right.
a wonderful
and
clip.
And I'll do All anything right. for food.
Oscar loves
I
it.
I could eat 2 dozen eggs, 36 pork chops, 24 frankfurters. I've eaten a dozen bagels at one time. With 2 packages of cream cheese. I'm never full. I am never, ever full physically. I stopped at a Jewish deli and had 2 pastrami on clubs, 4 frankfurters, 2 knishes, and then went home and had Chinese food.
Yeah. Anyway, that's a great clip. It is. Thanks for always keeping me laughing, especially when it's at myself. Love, Margaret, loyal listener in Raleigh, North Carolina. P.S. I look forward to a pep talk from Oscar later this year about getting back to my pre-baby weight.
You know, a lot of times
listeners that get it. I really
a lot of times Pony thinks he's real clever and he writes a one-liner and texts it to me. Sometimes
yes.
I use them, but Pony, I'd like for you to read the one that you just sent me.
See, now I sound horrible.
Yes, you do.
But if you're hungry. You can always eat the baby.
Oh. Wow. Oh,
how did he pull that off? I couldn't have pulled that off.
Oh, my God.
He's got a weird
dark side.
Wow. Just a bit.
Dark web.
Just a little, you know, that's interesting, Pony.
Let's move on.
What happened to Miracle? Now we know.
Yeah,
a nice
baby.
Fricassee.
I put some tartar sauce on this sugar glider.
Tartar sauce? I would definitely use cocktail sauce on a sugar glider.
Next letter says, hey, guys, I want to thank you for the show. It always makes me laugh and helps the time pass during the day while I am chained to my cube. Anyhow, thank you. I just purchased some books and a Ildo Day from Amazon using your link.
Yeah.
One of the items is a lie. Can you guess which one? Oh, yeah. You didn't need those books.
Yeah. He doesn't seem like much of a reader, does he?
Josh Verne. Hi, guys. My husband and I are both huge fans of the show. It's the only reason I don't mind my daily commute from Baltimore to Bowie. Seriously, if I don't have a show to listen to, I arrive at work in a bad mood. Today, my husband, Kurt, turns 55, and we will be in the Turks and Caicos Islands for his birthday. Keep up the great work, you guys. Just keep getting better and better. We appreciate it. Thanks, Debbie Walker. P.S. Kurt is really stubborn about watching new TV shows, but he will watch whatever you guys say is good. Better Call Saul.
Yes.
So thanks for talking about Feud. Yeah, Feud was... what a bummer that that's gone. That's
whatever happened to Baby Jane?
They're coming up with the new... They already announced what the new feud's
that's right.
About,
they're
going
right? to do another feud with a different feud, right?
It's the royal family.
The royal family.
Charles and Diana.
I can watch that. I could dig that. Sydney Chad is turning 11 this Sunday. Hi, Sydney!
Sydney!
Hi! Woo!
I was hoping Mike could talk up a song for her. She's a Beatles fan. She has 18 days remaining of elementary school and then officially becomes a middle schooler. I am really not looking forward to a teenage daughter. I don't think I can take it. That comes from Lisa Womack Chad. So this is for Sydney that she wants
me
to talk
up
this
record. Do we want to spin or are you just going
to
do it?
I'll just do it for her. You know, why not? You sent me the stuff, so here we go. It's time to hear a brand new Beatles hit. Say hi to Sydney Chad, turning how old? 11 this Sunday. What a fantastic time that'll be. Sydney, enjoy those young days. They're fantastic. Beatles WAVA. Hope you're going to enjoy your life, Sydney. But just remember, at a certain point...
Drat.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Just kidding.
Just thinking about what I was going to say. Just for you. This is Mike O'Mara on the Mike O'Mara Show, sending out this fantastic greeting to Sydney Chad, turning 11. What a wonderful kid. Unfortunately, she'll have to grow up in a world without health care because we're all going to die someday because of our government. Yes, that's right. That's how it's going to go. Day Tripper, Beatles on WAVA.
You stepped on it. Almost. Almost.
Sorry, I can't do it. I can't let it go. I'm really losing.
You got
very,
this.
Very
yeah, you're all in.
Fantastic day it is in our nation's capital, enjoying life. Everybody's fantastic. Everybody's great. Everybody's wonderful. But the most wonderful person in the world is Sydney Chad, turning 11 this Sunday. We love you, Sydney. Just remember in the words of Pony Boy Matt Bloom, eat the baby.
Yes!
Thank you very much. Yeah, that was the best one.
What is the beautiful
the
thing is
the best one.
Inadvertently, you just named the show.
Eat the baby.
Eat the baby. Yes.
That really worked.
Yeah, worked.
Sometimes
nice.
The third take is the best. Hey, guys, when I say overreact, I'm sorry, overact, who are the first actors, actresses that come to mind? Old-timer answers, but I immediately think of Jack Lemmon and Bonnie Franklin. Thanks, Janet Ward, Rochester, New York. I immediately think of Faye Dunaway.
Really?
I think, overact,
I think of
yeah.
Charlton Heston.
Charlton Heston, yeah. But Charlton Heston, there's a movie where they bring Charlton Heston in. Mm-hmm. Might be Wayne's World. Is it Wayne's World? Is it We Need a Better Actor? Where he brings in, I think, I'm not sure where they bring Charlton Heston
I'll have
in
to check it, but the thing is, he is such a great scenery chewer, no matter what situation. I don't think Jack Lemmon's an overactor, do you?
Yeah, I do. I think he's a bit
what
of
about Frank idiot. Sinatra?
Frank Sinatra. That's it. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Santana just pulled that out of his Bolivian derriere.
They did.
I saw it on Feud.
Yeah.
He was a mess.
Well, he underacted, I think.
He underacted because he didn't care. So let's just do it. Let's just do it this way. I guess so. You go with Jack, who?
Charlton Heston. You know the Charlton story Heston? About Sinatra on the set with Marlon Brando on Guys and Dolls? Because Brando was really trying to do character work in a musical, right. And Sinatra said, I'll be in my trailer. Call me when Mumbles gets it together.
Yeah, he didn't care. Hey, guys, I just wanted to see if y'all would wish my beautiful fiance Brenda a happy birthday. She has the honor of being born on Star Wars Day, but she has little to no interest in said movies.
Good for you. May the 4th be with you.
See, it's funny.
And because she's never satisfied, we're getting married just 2 days after her birthday. You mean like 2 days from now?
Yeah.
Is that mm-hmm. I don't need any voices or songs from you guys. The daily dose of joy and laughter each of you bring is more than enough. Plus, I'll get the brownie points after she hears the love the show guy. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's this. I'm having trouble seeing today. I don't know. Plus, I'll get the... maybe my premiums will go up. Plus, I'll get the brownie points after she earns this. Love the show, guys. See you in NOLA. Stephen Rowe.
Cool.
Happy wedding day. Happy birthday to
Congratulations.
Brenda.
Congratulations.
Yeah. All good things.
Yeah.
It's like a New York...
Everything's coming up
Rowe.
Hey, we want to send a full bushel of warm thoughts out to Stephen Rowe and his Star Wars wife.
From the Crab Shack.
Sure. Mustard
Greetings, next letter. I know this is a bit late, but I thought I would share. I lived in the same area as Jonathan Winters in the 70s and 80s, and I would frequently see him at the harbor sitting on a park bench with anyone that cared to sit with him. Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy?
While
I mean, bad choice of words, sorry.
While he chatted, he improvised stories using any one of his many character voices. He seemed to enjoy the time as much as the rest of us. Very cool. What a neat story that is.
It is, but it's tinged with sadness for me.
That I mean, he's just sitting on a bench.
Yeah, right? I mean, what a waste.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. And our last letter says, Hello, Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the interns in the menagerie. I wanted to write in and wish happy 8th anniversary to my sea wife, Christine. You guys have been in both of our lives since the WAVA days. We are so happy that you still continue to entertain us on a daily basis, and we hope it continues for years to come. I was wondering if BBQ Baron, Saturday morning television star and amazing linguist Pat Neely, could give Christine and me a few ingredients that would guarantee a healthy and successful... Who's BBQ Baron?
He's the baby... These are all the titles... Pat Neely. He's
Pat
a barbecue
Neely.
Baron. He's
oh,
a
the
Saturday
barbecue
morning
baron.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he's a Saturday morning talent. He does that show. He would guarantee a healthy and successful marriage. Thank you. We can't wait to see you all in NOLA. Is there anyone in this room that knows that Pat Neely is the barbecue baron?
Well, no, I think he sort of assigned that title to him because he owns the Neely barbecue joint.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a
host of trying to be witty.
Yeah.
What's the
Neely
game
with
show
the is oh Save to Win, Mike.
Save to Win, Mike. Save Saturday win. Mornings, WB 50.
This is from Rami, or is it Romy?
Rami.
Romy or Rami?
It's Rami.
Rami Misla.
And I have prepared a list of items that he should have if he wants his marriage to continue to be happy. And I can play that list for you now if you like.
All right, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Fabuloso Cleaner.
Colgate Toothpaste.
Rainbow Popsicle.
Irish Spring Body Wash.
Cheez-It Cracker.
Family Gourmet Relish.
Family Gourmet Sliced Carrots.
Family Gourmet Macaroni and Cheese.
Family Gourmet
Kidney Beans.
Family
kidney
Gourmet
beans.
Cherry.
Hidden Valley Ranch Dressing.
Sour Skittles.
Family Gourmet Corned Beef.
Drano Clog Remover.
Breyers Vanilla Ice Cream.
Family Gourmet Pineapple.
I can't stand any more of it. That's it. Thank you very much. We will take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for the wonderful mailbag.
No matter what you are.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein. I don't know why we're singing that.
I don't know either, but on this week's episode of the show, it's Tony Perkins and Gary Stein live at the DC Improv.
She put the cup there and she said the sugar and the cream is around the corner there. Here's a little survey that maybe you would like to fill out about the service we've provided. I said to her, what did you think you did? Do something special. I mean, stick whole beans up your ass and grind them? It's not like I'm going to drink it.
I would give her a high rating for that.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Go sell t-shirts. Sell that Gary Stein coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's delicious coffee.
Made ground from fresh beans the Gary Stein way.
Welcome back to the
Mike O'Mara Show. Vistaprint is the place for any custom products, and they are all about supporting small business owners. Whatever you need, postcards, banners, flyers, apparel, Vistaprint can make it happen, ladies and gentlemen. But this one Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. 500 cards for under $10. I hope the people at Vistaprint enjoy Rob reading these business cards from Vistaprint, because we really want to say thank you to all the people who are supporting Vistaprint by getting their cards at Vistaprint. And then Rob sharing these. I love that. It's one of my favorite spots to read because I love hearing about the new cards that people are getting made on Vistaprint.
Mike, I wanted to apologize for not replying to your email last night because you emailed me. You said, Rob, where do I get a custom-made sword? And I had no answer for you.
I need one.
Until today, I got this card.
On it this weekend.
Daniel Kendall is the director of Shepherd Speed and Steel, who make homemade swords and Renaissance decorations. But look at this. Another beautiful card that is totally customized with pictures of the swords he makes. So congratulations, David Kendall.
I need a sword.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com. You'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That's up to a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com. Be like all of us and create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. The quality is great. They're easy to customize, and you can't beat the deal. 500 business cards for $9.99. Remember, go to Vistaprint.com. Use TMOS. Don't wait. Order today. Okay, I've been trying to get to this. We have so much going on
the
show
today. Yes,
a
lot of busy ones.
And I got us sidetracked at the beginning, but I will tell you that we made a joke years ago on this program about Big Sugar.
Yeah.
It was one of wasn't Big Sugar one of the first big companies that
I can tell you the exact story. We were down for the baptism of your child. We were there for Michael's baptism, and right. Oscar and I were sharing a hotel room because we really wanted to get close, and we saw a television ad, a lot of political ads in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them was, don't you see what they want to do? This is Big Sugar. And I stopped. I looked at Oscar. I said, hey, we can blame Big Sugar. And we brought it to you, and you were numb to it because you had been hearing it so long. You didn't think there was anything funny about Big Sugar.
Big Sugar.
I don't know a lot about the politics of this, but I know that the legislators up in Tallahassee, Florida, for the state, they just
your
voted
state
on
capital.
A,
how far are you from the capital?
A long way. Up in the middle, upper northern middle part of the state.
Mm-hmm.
I apparently they had a successful vote on clean water legislation to clean up the Okeechobee and not dump their sewer water down into the Caloosahatchee River, which pollutes the Southwest Florida coastline. Mm-hmm. And it's a big deal and very, very bipartisan, overwhelming support. And it was a big deal. And I think that ultimately they're going to get funding to build a reservoir to dump this excess water when it comes into places where it's not going to pollute the salt water. And it's a good thing. And
sure.
And I have no idea whether this particular company decided to advertise because of that, because they might be in somehow affected by this. I have no idea. All I know is we talk about Big Sugar, and a commercial came on the other day that was right out of like a House of Cards where you have the evil corporation that comes on. And I wrote it down, and they do this thing where you see farmers, and they're reaching into the soil, and they talk about sugar.
All
and
stock a guy footage, like, yeah.
There's a guy scooping out some sugar, and the voice, speaking about Jack Lemmon, the voice is kind of like Jack Lemmon.
Okay,
and it's this friendly voice. And then at the end, it was like right out of a nightmare where it comes on and goes, U.S. sugar, pure and sweet. From our family to yours.
Wow.
And it just
the one
screamed.
Ingredient that is literally killing the entire nation. They have the balls to do that.
U.S. sugar, pure and sweet from our family to yours.
Wow.
You have this commercial where this company cannot look any bigger.
Right.
But they want to create, and it reminds me of all these TV shows and movies where they show the evil corporation commercial.
Yeah, where they have the PR company put together a nice campaign to make them sound more relatable.
Oscar, don't you think the tell is when they're really not selling anything, where they're just putting a PRP.
It's simple branding. It's simple branding, Mike. Mm-hmm.
It's actually branding.
It's not, but it's not because they have so much money. It's because they want to control their market share. Essentially, sugar is getting the beat down by artificial sweeteners, which don't take that much sugar, sugar at all. So the artificial sweeteners are taking their market share. So they need to remind people that sugar is from the earth and it's here for me and you.
Pure and sweet.
Pure U.S. sugar. Pure and they're
but Mike, you bring up a point, and then you know what? I think a lot of times we just disregard it or tune it out. The commercials that aren't for anything in particular.
Yeah, that's when you know
watch your ass.
Yeah,
because they're branding. Yeah. I remember some of the fondest memories as a kid was my dad yelling for the azúcar, and I'd have to go because he was having a café, and then I'd have to run to the kitchen.
Did he like azúcar in the café?
To this day, at home, all we have is real sugar. That's what we use.
By the way. And this is, I'm sure U.S. Sugar would like this.
Yes. Sure.
I am told, and what I read, a lot of stuff nutritionally that I read is that put the real, if you have that sweet that you want to get in your coffee, put the real sugar.
I've gone from Splenda to real sugar. Right.
Yeah.
Or sugar in the raw is what they call it now.
I think it's supposed to be better for you.
I hadn't realized that these artificial sweeteners were essentially kind of messing up my stomach every time. Yeah. And I got off of it.
Because they're laboratory built.
I feel better now.
Sure. Well, I think if you put like real sugar, and by the way, I had a spoonful of sugar, a teaspoonful of sugar.
Did it help the medicine go down?
Rob.
Yes, Mary. Yes. Hello, Mary. I had it every day. And then with my recent incarnation of not eating things I like to eat,
right.
I took it out and it's killing me. I bitch about it every day.
Sure.
I don't bitch about anything else. Well, I don't
tea alone sucks.
Tea alone totally
yeah,
sucks.
It's like,
disagree.
Why am I drinking
totally
cardboard?
Disagree.
Oh, I like to
unsweetened black tea is the greatest.
You're drinking tea without any sugar?
Yeah, I mean, I adore sugar.
But that's infused with some sort of syrup, right?
No, it's just tea.
It's just regular
call
tea.
Big Starbucks about that.
I'm very impressed, Rob. I am very impressed.
We
with
are
the
an
fact
unsweetened tea family. Yeah, everyone in the family.
Full that's sugar fabulous. Sodas, though.
Well, but here's the deal. A lot of people will tell you that really the problem with soda is the corn sweeteners, and that's why I only drink the kosher or Mexican
if
Cokes
you
now.
Find a video just
when I can
for my friends, my brothers in arms and ladies that are dealing with heartburn,
ladies
if you find a video of what soda does to stomach acid, you will stop drinking soda.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
It just happened to me 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then
I was like,
diet
whoa,
or regular.
Diet or regular.
Who needs stomach acids? I mean, that stuff eats you up.
Yeah.
You can't tell me that a slice of pizza and a Coke isn't magical.
Rob, it's pure and sweet from our family to yours. I did get this from the commercial. They make, they harvest the oranges, so they own orange groves.
Big orange.
That's massive. They're big orange.
Or is it big
corn.
Citrus?
They're big, big citrus. Big citrus. It's big.
Because
they're
there's also tangelos and lemons. Tamarinds.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are there tangelos in your house right now?
No, we don't. We have the little cutie tangerines.
The halos?
What are tangelos? Nothing short of fantastic.
Well, Mike, that is something that's more native to your land than ours. What we have in D.C., we don't have tangelos. We have half smokes.
True story.
It's big citrus, big corn, because they
corn
they own
is
corn.
Huge.
Corn and then
too
sugar.
Much starch.
That's the sugar.
You know what they did?
They
probably bought up big corn because corn sweetener was getting in the way of big sugar.
Yeah, they're
let's buy off our competition. Shove me up.
They are. I'll take the straight ahead obnoxious Billy Fasillo commercials who was trying to sell me a Kia and put me on a stinky cruise. By the way, a cruise ship that I wouldn't be on if you gave it to me. If
really?
You gave it to me for free, I would decline. I would say no. Do you want to go on a cruise with 5,000 people that are on that cruise for free because they bought a Kia?
You know what would be great? I got a conversation starter.
I would
huge.
I have a conversation starter for that cruise. You go up to anybody and say, yeah, I hate the soul too.
The soul.
The Kia soul.
And you know they're everywhere. I drive around. I said, look at that miserable man in that car. How did we get hoodwinked into buying that POS car?
Well,
that little shoebox. Oh, my God.
It's the hamsters.
They're selling down here.
They look so happy.
Yeah.
And he's on with the lady and, you know, in the
he hasn't upgraded yet.
He's still got the old blonde lady, and he's got
the old blonde lady.
Like 29.
That's really wrong. She is really not an old
give him a
blonde
ding.
Lady.
Give him
yeah,
a ding
I think you're right on that. I think what you meant to say is the previous blonde
yes,
lady.
The old
previous,
model.
Yeah. He's got her, but then he's got a Latina lady who is who comes on. And
does she look like a weather girl?
She looks like a little Sofia Vergara.
Really?
That's the way she's got her look down here. And he's like, we're giving away the giant screen TV. We're giving away the cruise for huge. This is fantastic. It's going to be huge, Florida. Yeah, and he looks right in the camera. He goes, yeah.
And isn't he not really based in Florida? Doesn't he spend a lot of time?
He's got Rochester roots.
He's upstate New
York. But you saw him in his plane.
He's lives got next like to Buffalo. And Maddie.
He's got 150 car dealerships. He's all over the state, so he's everywhere.
Yeah, he's up there hanging in Buffalo with Maddie and Jimmy Cerrito.
Yes.
But, I mean, if Billy Fasillo ever looked into the camera and said, pure and sweet from our family to yours. Well, he's got his
I would love that.
Around the
You get six bags of sugar with every purchase?
Yeah, but you can't fit six bags of sugar in the back of a soul because it's not huge.
So I think we've learned sugar, like in coffee, if you're using sugar, it's table sugar. That
yes.
There's nothing wrong with that. Where sugar's bad is if you get fat-free. They use sugar to lower the fat. And
salt. Yeah. Oh, with salt the worst.
Yeah. I mean, this program I'm on now, Carla basically puts what I get to eat in front of me. I grilled the flank steak. What's that stuff you made?
Carne asada.
Carne asada. Oscar, turned me onto that cut of meat, which is fantastic. And I grilled it, and then Carla brought it out, and I said, this is mine? And she had, a glint in her eye. I said, yes, that's how much steak you get.
I don't get any more steak.
Oh,
but
no.
At least I had some steak. Was so it like three strips?
I was going to say like three strips. Fajita strips of steak.
Yeah.
Did you cover it? In, did you cover it in sugar?
Yeah, poured sugar and salt on it, like table salt. And and then Carla said, "How's your steak?" And I said, "It's pure and sweet from our family to yours. Big steak.
Big steak.
Anyway, anyway,
big beef."
I think eventually I'm going to have to just run for office. I think there's just no way.
Oh, you got my vote. You got my vote.
Yeah, do it.
I'm just go.
Everyone who votes for you gets to go on the O'Mara cruise.
There's one problem. You hate people.
I do hate people. It'd be very, very difficult.
But you like babies. You can kiss babies.
I love babies.
Yes, eat the babies, Mike.
How about I just surround myself? How about every commercial? How about every rally? It's all babies.
Yes. That's right. And your party could be Big Baby.
Big Baby. And the bigger the better. Big Send me your babies. Big babies. And then, you know, we'd have to keep Pony out of the campaign after his whole...
I get hungry.
We'll take a break. And come back with the news you may not need.
Man, we've really been killing it on the More Network podcast. You were recently on Tony Perkins, man. You were hilarious.
Well, thank you. I think we did a good job on the Mike O'Mara show itself.
We should probably try to target some of the other shows like Cake and Cookies, maybe Tech 411.
Yeah, how about AmeriCast?
All right. They ought to target a new promo is what they ought to do. Do a new promo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara show, brought to you by Pro Flowers. We love our mamos.
Yes.
We love our moms. We really do. We have wonderful stories about all our moms. They've got a tough job, and they had to put up with you. And so really, acknowledge your mom on Mother's Day. And, you know, thank goodness Mother's Day does give us a chance to say thank you. How about doing it with our friends at Pro Flowers? Lord knows your mom has earned it. When you send 100 blooms for mom, the bouquet from Pro Flowers this Mother's Day, you will make a dazzling impression. And isn't a dazzling impression what you want to make?
You want to impress mom. You want to make her feel good, but you want to impress her.
The blooms for mom bouquet, 100 blooms, come with a free glass vase. It's just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. If you really want to make a statement, you can upgrade to a premium vase and include gourmet chocolates for just $10 more. Choose the delivery date you want, and Pro Flowers are guaranteed to arrive fresh and beautiful and stay that way for at least 7 days or your money back. Moms love fresh flowers, so don't forget all the moms in your life for Mother's Day. Send them to her at the office, too, if she's a working
That's
lady.
That's good stuff.
She'd love that. The only way to get 100 blooms for mom with a free glass vase starting at $19.99 is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's proflowers.com and the code TMOS when you click on the microphone. Mike, this stunning bouquet sells out fast, so please
get it
do
in.
Your mom a favor, do yourself a favor, and order your Pro Flowers today, everybody, and we thank you.
News.
In a new biography called Rising Star, The Making of Barack Obama, author David J. Garrow says Obama asked another woman to marry him twice.
Whoa.
Before he met his eventual wife, Michelle. Her name is Sheila Miyoshi Yeager, and she is of Dutch and Japanese ancestry. She and Barack met in the 80s when he was a community organizer. She says that one of the things that got in the way of their relationship was his political career. He had all that ambition, and by 1987, he already decided he was going to be president. He was worried that dating someone who wasn't black would hurt his aspirations. You know, I think, I don't care whether you like a guy or not, I think anybody that goes into the arena, you got to realize that ambition is pretty much their driving force.
Sure. Yeah.
So that doesn't surprise me, even if it's whether it's true or not. She says, quote, "He felt trapped between the woman he loved and the destiny he knew was his." It's an interesting quote.
It is.
They broke up when he went to Harvard, which is where he met Michelle, but they did see each other on and off for a year or so early in his relationship with Michelle. I think things kind of turned out okay for him. Right?
Yeah. I'm looking at Sheila right now. She's attractive, but you know, Mrs. Obama is definitely an upgrade.
Yeah, and I don't doubt that he probably said that, and it looks like, really, unless they're really good at faking it, it looks like Barack and Michelle Obama are kind of loving.
They're really in love.
Yeah,
and they're totally digging their post-presidency, which they I think deserve to do. Brad Pitt gave his first interview since the breakup with Angelina Jolie to GQ Style, and he's fairly open about it being his fault. Now, this really? Is rare. Yeah, this is rare anywhere. He described the split as, quote, self-inflicted, but he said that even if the whole thing didn't blow up on that plane back in September, it would have probably caught up with him eventually because he wasn't in a good place. He said, quote, I was boozing too much. It's just become a problem, and I'm really happy it's been half a year now, which is bittersweet, but I've got my feelings in my fingertips again. Wow, so I guess he was numbing himself with alcohol.
Wow.
He says this is his quote, truthfully, I could drink a Russian under the table with his own vodka. I was a professional. I was good. I don't want to live that way anymore. You get old, you don't want to do that anymore. The boozing is harder the older you get.
So I don't know. It's getting better for me.
Okay, thank you, Rob. Thanks for stepping
up. He should try. You know, there's a trick I have, and I don't know if it would help or not. Add a little sugar.
Yep. Every time Rob does his shot, he goes, pure and sweet, from our family to yours. On the Late Show last night, Stephen Colbert addressed the allegedly homophobic crack he made about President Trump and Vladimir Putin on Monday's show, but he did not apologize. He said, quote, at the end of that monologue, I had a few choice insults for the president. I don't regret that. He, I believe, can take care of himself. I have jokes. He has the launch codes. He used it to put another joke. So it's a fair fight. But he added, quote, while I would do it again, I would change a few words that were cruder than they needed to be. Life is short, and anyone who expresses their love for another person in their own way is, to me, an American hero. I don't understand that part at the end, but that's what he did. Apparently, words like dating and hanging out aren't good enough to describe that phase between hooking up and being in an exclusive relationship. Someone just had to go and make up a new word for it.
Well, there's a new word.
That's what people do in 2017, and the word is situationship. That is the new term for two people.
It's complicated.
That's old. That's so last old.
Maybe it's replacing that. Situationship, people who aren't quite in a relationship, but are definitely involved in something. Hmm. Now you are in the know.
Nice.
I get back to that Jersey Shore, the situation.
The situation.
I thought it was Facebook official.
That's another sort of older one, isn't it? Yeah.
Like if you go public, then it's real.
That's right.
It's real.
Just ask Rob Ford.
Rofo, I thought that too. According to a new survey, it takes an average of 5 minutes and 20 seconds to find something you misplaced around the house, and we waste 2.5 days a year searching for stuff. I know I do. Here are five more stats from the survey. The six things we misplace the most are the remote, ding,
yep.
Thank you, our phone, our keys, our glasses, our shoes, and our wallet or purse. Over 70% of us can't find the remote at least once a month. With me, it's like once a day. 60% of people have been late for work or school because they couldn't find something. 49% have missed an appointment, and 35% have gotten into a fight with their significant other. Men are more likely to blame someone else than women when it comes to losing things. Hi.
Well,
hi,
yeah, everybody. But in my house, that's truth.
The three, is your wife not a finder?
I think sometimes she's a hider.
Carla's not a finder. Carla doesn't.
One time I called Carla Carrie, I said, have you seen my car keys? She said, check my pockets of the pants I wore yesterday. They're in the hamper. And that's where they were. I said, why would you know that?
Hold on. Mrs. O'Meara is weighing in on this one.
I'm a finder.
No, you're not a finder.
I am.
You are not a finder. No, you're not.
She found you.
Yeah. I'll steal that. This will end the argument. You know when I got really lucky? When I found you.
She walked away.
She walked away. That's that easy.
Question for you.
Go back to dream life. All
Mike,
right, yes.
Since you and I are the oldest guys in the room, have you ever looked for your glasses while you were wearing them?
Yes.
I've done that. And one time
on my head like an old man.
The worst time, the longest time I looked for the remote control, it was in my pocket.
Oh no.
And I said, oh my God, you are so old.
Because you thought it was a candy bar?
Because I thought it was something that I would use to beat you on the head the next day. Said, don't want to forget this.
By the way, it says 69% of us have found something else while looking for the thing we
A Snickers bar is like a remote, so it would be simple to say, oh, that's just my Snickers bar, and think it's something else.
Oh no, he's really jumped five steps that not only do I carry a Snickers bar, it is so understood that, oh, that's my Snickers bar.
Yeah. But don't you think the show's come along way from my manifesto at the beginning?
Oh, absolutely.
Mike, we've found entertainment.
and now a little something The Transportation Security Administration shared a photo of an unusual smoking device seized because it was once a grenade. TSA said in an Instagram post, the marijuana smoking device, or piece of art, as it was charitably labeled, was seized from a passenger's carry-on bag. The device appears to be made from an inert grenade, some padlocks, and a metal box. While it is an inert grenade, we don't know grenades are inert until our explosives professionals take a closer look, they said, and that takes time and slows down the line. It could even lead to a complete shutdown and evacuation. Why aren't they allowed, you might ask? Good question. Would you like to see somebody pull a grenade out of their bag at 30,000 feet? Well, I think the important thing to point out here is that we all told Adrian Garcia to check his grenade bong at the Denver airport, and he didn't listen to it. So
I can make a bong out of that.
They said bong in an airplane.
By the way, I'm really out here for a friend's father's funeral.
Thank you. What makes you get that on air?
Bong, 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 bong.
We'll take a break and come back with some little sounds right after this on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The proofs are in, and this is what's being said about this week's O'MaraCast.
Fox 5's Tony Perkins.
This is great. Oh, my goodness. This is great.
Mike O'Mara.
It was the sounds and the smells.
Monty Fricker.
Make me feel warm all over my body.
Been raving about Merck Asserta's co-host
Rob Bear.
He's good people, that Jim Amato.
Oscar Santana.
Nothing like a roly-poly rolling on stage.
Experience the excitement today.
Download it on iTunes or at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Wow, man, that's almost as good as a Robin Joe promo. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Almost.
We're looking musicians. We're looking for a band to be on stage with us in New Orleans. How would you like a big break? A great gig in a legendary venue. We're going to be generous enough to help you out. So listen up. November 4th, 2017 at the House of Blues in New Orleans, Louisiana. I mean, a blues venue in a bluesy town. You could
a
be
premier
the
venue.
Act.
A premier
right.
venue.
You could be the opening act for TMOS Live in NOLA. Just send us a note and a video sample of your band's music. You don't send a video of the band's work, we can't consider
Need
it.
A video.
Sorry about that. You could be on stage with us. Send it to band@MikeOMaraShow.com. That address again is band@MikeOMaraShow.com. If you know people down in the southern areas
Spread
that
the word.
Have bands that you know, hey, they'd be a perfect fit, let us know. Even Southern Virginia. Anybody like that? You know, anybody? Hey, look, you want to get to the venue? We're going to give you the venue. That's the way it's going to work. It's your first step to superstardom. You can thank us later. Contact us. We want to share a stage with you. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you.
We've got a Barry's winner we got to get to during the audio vault.
Oh, I forgot about that.
No worries.
Just a second. Let me do it right now.
Yes.
Want to do it right now?
That'd be great. Let's do it live.
We'll do it live.
We're going to do it live. We'll do it live. Yes, we have to get our Barry's winner on right now. We asked for you slackers to send us letters to indicate how much of a slacker you are, and the biggest slackers get to give their mom wonderful, delicious Sherry's Berries. The letter today comes from Jeff H. I know this guy. He's Jeff Hancock.
Good guy.
Wonderful
big supporter.
Guy. Why are you a slacker child?
I love this.
Here's the letter from Jeff. My mom constantly posts generic hug requests on Facebook, and I never give her a virtual hug. A recent actual post has Mickey Mouse with a bouquet of flowers saying, quote, I'm going to see who really cares. I need a hug or two. To give me a hug, like and share this post. I know who will hug me and who will not. She knows I will not. I am a slacker child. From Jeff Hancock. Let's call Mother Hancock right now.
Yes, dear and, sweet Mother Hancock.
Let's call Mother Hancock and see about giving her these delicious Sherry's Berries because you know what? Better than a hug, my humble opinion.
Better than a virtual hug, certainly.
I think it'll be wonderful to do that.
Her name is Gail.
Gail Hancock.
Mm-hmm. Gail. G. Hancock.
And he's a photographer, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, he takes great pictures. You have a
but
picture
the moms
that he
don't
took.
Know. We don't require. So it's an answering machine. Yes. We can leave that.
She also doesn't like answering strange numbers.
Hello?
Is that what it is?
Oh.
Yeah. Yes, looking for Gail Hancock, please.
Hello?
Is this Gail Hancock?
Yes.
Hello, Gail. This is Mike O'Mara from the Mike O'Mara Show. How are you on this fine Thursday?
Just right.
That's just right. That's wonderful. I like to hear that. Congratulations, Mom. You've won Sherry's Berries to make up for your slacker child. You, too, can get delicious Sherry's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping by visiting berries.com. But you get them for free. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and use the code TMOS. That's BERRIES.com and the code TMOS when you click on the mic. Thank you, Sherry's Berries. And you've won, Gail. You're a Sherry's Berries winner. You get them for free from your slacker son Jeff.
Are you crying or laughing?
I like that.
I wasn't sure who we put up to this.
Okay. Now, was Jeff the one that answered the phone?
No, that's my husband.
Oh, that's your hubby. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're the big winner. Jeff, we're asking for slacker children, children that have been slackers throughout their lives. And Jeff said that you actually ask for virtual hugs on Facebook all the time, and Jeff never gives you one, and that's why he's a slacker. So, Gail, that's why you got the Sherry's Berries today. Okay.
That seems quite appropriate to me.
There you go.
Well, you know what? We got five people in studio that were all sending her virtual hugs.
Absolutely.
We love you, Gail.
That's wonderful.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Gail. We'll put you on hold. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. If you want to enter our Sherry's Berries from Slacker Kids contest, post your entry on the Mike O'Mara Show Facebook page. Good luck, Slackers. That was a lot.
That was
fun.
Sweet.
You know what? Thank you for reminding me.
He is truly a slacking child.
He is indeed. I like she gets the berries.
I like
so
the father, though. He pulled what I like to call Papa Santana.
Yeah, just no, he looked no at hello, the, just
yeah,
here.
Here.
Yeah, yeah.
Gail.
Yeah. Yeah. Who is it? Gail, you.
Yeah. I don't know why it's a Gail. Give me one of those berries. Mike, it arrived for me from Amazon yesterday, my copy of La La Land. I will watch it this weekend.
Oh,
I'm very excited to see it.
I bought it on Amazon, and I actually, I might have bought it on iTunes. I'm not sure. And I was watching it, and I only got a third of the way through.
Are you tired of it now?
Let me just say, Mike.
Or does it not play as well in a living room as it does on the big screen?
I will tell you that Carla was asleep. It was late. I had my headphones on, and I really wanted to crank it. And no, it's still a good movie. She's great. Emma Stone deserves the Oscars.
So, better than Gosling?
I hope. Much better than Gosling. I hope you enjoy it.
I can't wait to report back to you on it. But the Honest Trailer Company, that they recut movie trailers to put into the trailer what are on most people's mind. Yep. They did La La Land, and it made me immediately think of you. I thought this was pretty good.
Journey to a fantasy version of Los Angeles, where the landmarks are never crowded, no one takes their phones out before jumping in the pool, and gridlock is just a chance to free a jazz quartet from human traffickers. Don't start playing. Now's your chance. Run! Meet Sebastian and Mia. She loves acting and wants to be an actress. He loves jazz and wants to be a jazzist? Watch as these two hotties pursue their goals with single-minded ambition.
I'm sorry. No, there's been a huge mistake. Moonlight, you guys are this week's Honest Trailer. This is not a joke, guys. Moonlight, this is your Honest Trailer. But all we have left is another La La Land song. Are we seriously going to do this? Okay.
I think so. That is actually also on our Facebook page. It's a longer thing, but it's very funny with the way they use the clips. Cool. It looks like a real trailer. I don't know if you saw this. Did you see the story about the teacher in New Mexico?
No,
I didn't see that.
He was a former science teacher in New Mexico who was working at a high school, and they opened up his car and they found the ingredients for meth.
Oh,
so
really?
This
in
is
New
a
Mexico, just
a
like
real
Breaking
story.
Bad?
Yes, I think it was in Las Cruces. Is that in New Mexico?
Yeah, that sounds like.
A New Mexican science teacher was making meth, and they asked one of the kids that actually goes to his school. They said, "You know, how do you feel about this?"
Man, some straight like you, giant stick up his ass, all of a sudden at age what 60, he's just gonna break bad.
I'm 50.
It's weird. Is all, okay? It doesn't compute.
Is all. Is all. By the way, is all is the dialogue in movies and television that you will never hear used in real life. Is all.
Really?
It's weird.
Think
is
about
all.
How many times
no
you
ever
heard.
Says is
I, have
all.
You ever yeah. used is all?
No, I never have.
I was talking to you, is all.
Yeah.
It's or fascinating.
That is
it?
All whack. Ugh.
Yeah. Now, I know you've
seen it on a script
mouth.
One time. Is all. It's
you referenced Better Call Saul, and I'm all caught up because I love that show. I like it
I'm not
better than Breaking Bad. The weird thing is, though, is with the time shift, you're going to start seeing characters that are already dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, they brought back the guy that runs the chicken joint.
Yeah, that's
right?
him. He's that's evil. Him, the guy that they blew his face off.
Oh, that's right. They blew his face off and he's alive.
Oh, there is some wonderful stuff with him. Do stay with it. That show is great. And Ermin Trout is the most beguiling character on television. I love it. All right, let's close. Let us close with, I love when he's in there and letting people into the parking lot and it's like he lets in a Sentra and then a guy comes up and hands him $30,000 in a paper bag. It's always nice.
How old is that actor that plays?
I mean, like, I'm
26.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
If you would please check it out. And we'll close with this. Mike, this will apply to you because it has to do with dog poop. And a guy, I think it's in Philadelphia, a lady several days in a row let her dog poop in front of his house without cleaning it up. And he confronts her on video, and it's pretty great.
A lot of F words in this, right?
Yes, yes. But
This is an old one. I've seen this a long time ago.
This is new to me.
But that's okay. It's still worth playing.
But the thing that I find so fascinating about this is when he threatens the lady's boyfriend, and she thinks the boyfriend's going to back her up.
Right.
And he does not.
Hey, listen. You were here last week, and you let your dog on my pavement, the same you just did. You need to pick that up.
Hold on. It's a chihuahua.
Okay, I don't care if it's a chihuahua or a Great Dane.
Stop it right there. That's the kind of ass that would do that. It's a chihuahua.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, you know, what, because it's little poop, you can just leave it in front of somebody's
house.
Sure. I'm all in on this guy. This is great.
When I step in it, all right, I got kids in there. When I bring it, I step in it and bring it in my house, the kids are rolling around in it. You know what I mean?
Okay,
so you need to
pick it up. Not sure I buy that.
I don't think so. I'm not picking it up.
Listen, you're going to pick it up or I'm going to knock your junky boyfriend the out.
You're gonna block me like that?
I told you to pick it up.
Oh, yes!
God, this is crazy. You have a bag?
No, pick it the f*** up.
It ain't over.
Yeah, it ain't over.
So she picks it up with her bare hands, but then again, that's not a big deal because it's just a chihuahua.
Yeah, no big deal.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us. Yes, Oscar Santana.
Jonathan Banks is 70 years old.
70?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah, I thought he's long in the tooth.
So that means he was probably like 64 when he started on Breaking Bad. So he's getting older now, but he's always been old.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for the tip.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to Rob with two V's at MikeOmeraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.